Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is a continuation from the previous discussion of a worker being able to eat certain produce or fruits in the field that he is working in. So if somebody is working with figs, he should not eat the grapes. If there are grapes next to his fig field, he should not reach over and take a grape if he's not working with it. Similarly, if he is working in the grape, in the vineyard, in the grape field, he should not eat the figs. Aval Mina as atzma, he can hold himself back, he can abstain. He can hold himself back until he gets to a place with the finer and better produce, the finer and better fruits, and eat it at that point. He doesn't have to consider saving the balabas any money. He can say, I know there's better product later on in the field. I'm going to wait for that point to eat. This all wasn't said. Oh, he is only allowed to eat only while he is working. He can't sit down after he finishes working, after his day job, and sit and eat. The Torah, this pasuk that allows him to eat, is only b'shas malacha. But b'shum ha'ishav avid, in order to avoid a loss, labailim, to the owners of the field, amru, they made two exceptions. They said, payalin, workers, oichlin bali chasen, can eat while they are walking. Me'uman uman, while they're walking from row to row, so technically they're not working, and they finish one row, and they have a bit of a path to get to the next row. But since the owner of the field wouldn't mind if they're eating between walking from field to field, since he is getting production out of such an arrangement, and they are not sitting and wasting their time, he would be agreeable to allow them to eat, even though technically they're not working, but they're walking from one part of the field to a different part of the field. Uvachazi rasan min hagas, or when they return from the wine press. If they finish loading their pile of grapes into the wine press and they are going back to pick up more grapes, they can eat grapes on the walk back to the field of grapes or to the vineyard, even though they're technically not picking grapes at that point. Uvachamar, and when it comes to a donkey, and remember this heter of a person eating while he is working also extends to an animal. An animal also can work while it's working. Kishu parekes, while it's being unloaded, the donkey can turn around and eat off its back or eat near him. This is considered work for the donkey, and he is allowed to eat during that point. Mishnah Hey, Eichel Payel Kushais, a worker may eat a cucumber, a fill of a dinar, even if its cost is a dinar. So even if the worker is hired for a sixth of a dinar, which is a fraction of the cost of a cucumber, and he eats expensive cucumbers, or the worth of cucumbers worth even six times more than what he is being paid, he is allowed to do this. The kaiseves and dates, a fill of a dinar, even if it is worth a dinar, and even though he is getting paid much less. Rabbi Lazar Chumsa says, lo yoichel payel, a laborer, a worker, should not eat yasar aschari, should not eat more than he's getting paid. That's his limit. He learns it out from a pasuk that he should not eat more than whatever worth, if he's getting paid one-sixth of a dinar, he should not eat more than one-sixth of a dinar. Chacham said there's no limit. He can eat whatever he wants. He's working in the field. He may eat as much as his heart desires. Avo malamdin es adam, but we should teach a person shloya rafton. They shouldn't be a glutton. They shouldn't be a slob. V'soisim es ha-pesach b'fanav, and he will end up shutting the door in his face. Why? Because a person will hear of his reputation for eating a tremendous amount of food or produce, more than what he's getting paid. And why would anybody want to hire him? If I'm paying somebody $10 an hour and he's eating $30 an hour worth of food, why would I want to hire him? So unless he wants to be unemployed, he should keep to Rabbi Elazar Chumsa's shito that he shouldn't eat more than what he's actually getting paid.